Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 485. Today, we're going to discuss the nature of Ayin in regard to Taiva, desire, or passion. And that, when we hear the word Taiva, as an Erlich Hayid, as a good, law-abiding Jew, connected to Hashem, we hear the word passion, we hear the word desire, instinctively, it brings a feeling of distaste and negativity. And in truth, desire, would say even the word lust in a certain sense, the physical overtaking of the body hormonally to perform sexually is not always a bad thing. It depends when, and it depends where, and it depends how. Every aspect in our lives needs to be balanced correctly, used appropriately in the right time and in the right place. Therefore, Hashem made it that taiva, desire, passion, sexual urge, there is a right place for it and there's a right time for it. What is it? It's a strong feeling or a strong inner urge to possess or do something. And in the context of Mitzvah Ayna, it's a symbol of a very, very intense emotional urge to have a physical union. Why? Because a couple love each other, they're deeply connected to one another, and they would have naturally a sharp desire to spend time with each other and enjoy each other in the most intimate ways. That desire can also mean a craving for physical pleasure. Hashem desired people, and he designed people in the way that the bodies of a man and a woman being together, interacting in certain ways, can bring tremendous pleasure to each other. This is a gift because our desire for this physical pleasure will want us to connect to our spouse. It goes so far that in Vayikra Rabbah, Koheles, there's a negative pasuk about something negative that's going to take place. In Koheles Yudbeis Hey, V'safer Ho'avia. Safer means it will be annulled, it will be destroyed. Ho'avia, what does Ho'avia mean? That is the understanding, or according to some pshatim, the taiva of Tashmish will be removed. And that here, in this context, is a negative thing. And the Medrash Rabbah points out as follows. That taiva will be removed. What taiva will be removed? Zeh ha-taiva shehu metila shalom bein ish le-ishtai. This taiva, this physical desire that brings shalom between a husband and a wife, that will be removed, which is a negative thing. It's important that that physical desire between husband and wife is there, because as the Medrash Rabbah says, the reverse of that is, the taiva does metila shalom, the right way brings shalom, literal shalom bein ish le-ishtai. That is the idea. We desire for this physical pleasure in order to connect our spouse. We connect our spouse, and therefore we want to have this physical pleasure with them to express it. They work together. Love and pleasure working together. You could call it a mixture of shloila lishma lishma all you want, but the pleasure is part of the mitzvah. The desire is a chelik of it. It's a desire to be together, a pleasure to each other, one to the other. Hashem wants this. The Sfarim view it positively. The man and woman's desire for their spouse is a positive, positive thing because the love grows between them as a result. That is the yesod. Thoughts lead to desire. Desire leads to love. Kala Rabasi Perek Beis. Hira Mevi Lide Taiva. Thinking of your wife a healthy way brings to a desire for her. The Taiva, that desire for her, Mevi Lide Ahava, brings to true love. Desire is what makes the Shalom Bein Ishla Ishtai. It's not superficial. The Menachem HaMa'or writes there, Yamshich in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, Yamshich Liba B'Devrei Pitoi Chen V'Cheshek. Husbands should speak words of love, of temptation, of desire to his wife. Not nivel peh. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about vulgarity. We're talking about beautiful language of love and care, even describing physical beauty, but with a class, with a sensitivity, showing a tremendous love. And we take ahavi yisero, because of this love, of those words and affection, sheyichnes beinehem, that is between the two of them, b'shas hachibur l'shem shemayim, when they have that physical relationship for their l'shem shemayim, yotza havlat chazak u'pikach v'nocho, if they're conceived that way, a child, they will have strong, wise, beautiful children. And as we know, Aina in and of itself, even without conception, creates that beautiful purpose as well. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Siddur Yaivitz and Hanogas Leil Shabbos, also says, Chein tzarech shiyoy miyashiv das ishtay. Now, one needs to reconcile his thoughts to the thoughts of his wife, or misamcha, to give her joy, or mechina, and to prepare her gently, or misada, and support her, and bring her, bedvarim, with words, hamesamcha mesalev, that would bring joy to her heart. Kedei shetasek esataiva a love, so that she will reach that place of a desire for him. The emotional connection will arouse her desire for him. Vezuiti and nikker, and this will be able to be realized, b'neshimasa, in the way she's breathing, sharper breathing, oveina, in her eyes, the desire in her eyes. V'oz yehavu ze leze b'shas tashmish. And then they will be love each other during this union. Ki kefi mashatia avosan ze leze tash tashmish, based on that love that they have at the time of the union, the physical union, ken yepichas hanaha yulid. That is how the child born to them will come in a most positive way. Why? The fisha hava loitia kiminataiva. Love comes from this desire. This is healthy desire. And vataiva loitia kimichaimalev. And the taiva only comes when there is a warmth in the heart. From the warmth from the heart. Ulurfi roiv tavasam tia chamimasam. With the more desire becomes more that. That is a healthy thing, both for the conception of the child and for the physical union itself, independent of the conception of a child. Now you have some that hold the other way around, right? It's the love that awakens the desire and not the other way around, right? Rosher brings that down. So there's a conflict here. Rav Wolbo says they're both true. Elu ve'elu devar elokim chayim. What comes first? The Yaivet seem to say that it is the taiva, the physical desire towards one's spouse, that brings out the love. And the Kedushi Sror Rav Sher brings down from, I guess, other Mefarshim, which I have to look it up, that it's the other way around. The Ahava will create the desire. The answer is both are true. Sometimes you have need to have that feeling of love to activate the desire. Sometimes you have to have that act of desire or the feeling of desire to activate the love. And that's really how it works. Very often with women, stereotypically, they need to be awakened in them the love. A husband shows love, emotional love, caring love. That will awaken her desire, generally speaking. There the love comes and then the desire comes afterwards. With most men, stereotypically, they have the strong desire that comes to them. And as they express that desire, the feeling of love comes right after that. So they're both true. So the idea is, Ebenezer brings down, b'mili d'tashmish shari l'saper. It's permitted to speak in matters regarding the union with your wife, k'dei l'harbis b'tavasi, to increase his desire. That's not kalas reish. When it says that, al tar b'sicha, and then afila sicha kala shebein ish l'ish l'magidin loy shasadin, right? That if you speak inappropriately, vulgarly, between a husband and wife, crudely, in the sexual union, there is a din cheshbon on it. That type of kalas reish is negative. But in an uplifting way, the way Shir Hashirim describes it, those type of wordings, evocative, provocative language, for the purpose of being ma'ar ahava, that's not kalas reish. That is a mitzvah. If that's going to cause shari l'sapa, he says, mutter, k'dei l'harbis b'davasai. Whether it's an inyan, we'll see. The levush brings down similarly over there. Alva bin Yani Tashwish, Yochel Lesapri Ima Kidela Harbis Tavasa. The Sizriya Tidchila Vesel Docher, so she should be Mazriya first and have a Zocher. But regardless, that is the idea. You could speak to her in these ways to increase his desire. The other way around, too. He could speak words of affection to his wife to increase her desire for him. It works both ways. It works both ways. It seems that it's not just a heter. It seems that it's meshubach. It seems like it's a maila, that it's a good thing. Why? Where do you see this? So the Rush brings down. The Rush is brought down in the Shita Mekabetzes in the Dharm Chaf. He says, not just mutter l'saper, he says, b'mili de tashmish, in regard to the physical union, toiv l'saper. It's good to speak of such matters, relating to the physical act of intimacy. And b'toich kach, by doing so, moitzi zera b'simcha. You'll be moitzi zera with a joy. And b'toich kach, hoyo bonim yafim. And then you'll have beautiful children as a result. The Sefer Tekana Shavim, Oisvav, and Rosadak HaKoyim brings down that every hoylada, every birth comes with a taiva. And that's why with a strong taiva, the child is osa zoriz and a chacham. He says, fascinating, most mamzerim are pikhim, they're sharp. And if it's not, they will be more less sharp. And without taiva, you can't have a koyach of birth at all. That's why you saw when Hashem took away the Yetzer Hara, you couldn't even find an egg. There was no zivig, there was no hoylada without a taiva. The taiva is needed, the taiva is necessary, and the taiva is actually good. Feeling desire for one's spouse is a skula for having erlicha children. The Sefer Chassidim brings this down, Simon Shin Samach Beis. Amar Lahem, he answered back to them. Bervois HaTaiva, the Chassid, a Chassid answered back to the people asking him to be Ma'ar Isaac and Yer Shemayim at the time of Bia. And he answered, no, Berevois HaTaiva Yemanu Tzadikim. Be Mar B'Taiva. And they'll have be Tzadikim. Toisha Tehenehi Mimena. She should have Hanah from him. That is the idea. Thinking about Torah matters will eliminate desire. That's not healthy. So you see how ironic it is. How very paradoxical, very strange. A person that puts a lot of effort to be holy in the conventional sense, the children will not end up holy. Hashem works in very mysterious ways. We have a hard understanding of what holy means. The holy of we thinking, of thinking about, I don't know, a sugya, you know, during when you're having relations will have a negative effect on your children being conceived at that time. It may even fall into the midah of noin midahs because you're not focusing on your wife the way you're supposed to be focusing on her. You're in a sugya. You're not thinking about her. That's not the mitzvah now. You know, like you're learning when you're supposed to be davening. You're supposed to be learning. You're being Isaac, you know, you're learning Torah when you're supposed to be by the chametz now. The Shulchan Aruch says, be by the chametz now. No, I'm doing my long, long Seder. I'll do it later. No, this is the time. Now is not the time to be Isaac in a sugya. Now it's to be Isaac in the time to focus in love and affection towards your wife and having that kavana and having that love and desire towards her, focusing on her. The ribui taiva of it. That is the mitzvah now, and that is the mitzvah of what a yid is supposed to do. So again, this is something that is difficult transition for many erlicha people, especially when they're first married, and definitely also afterwards, especially when they want to reach high madregas and avodas Hashem, to have this concept that this type of taiva is not always a bad thing. And adarab, it's a good thing when it's in the right place, in the right time, is something very hard for people to accept, or they feel they get into a lower level if they are involved in these things this way. And the opposite is true. It creates a tremendous Kedusha, that's why the Shechina is there. And that leads to more mitzvahs, more ma'isim tovim, more Yirah Shamayim, not chalila less. It will only bring good things. Bracha v'atzlacha.